The mother whose daughter attempted suicide after an abortion has gone to Parliament in a bid to change abortion laws. Hillary Kept's daughter, who was just 15 at the time, was allowed to undergo the procedure without her knowledge. Hillary met yesterday with the Select Committee considering her petition, which was brought to Parliament, of course, by MP Chester Burrows. We interviewed him at the time. And Hillary Kept is with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
What was it like?
It was okay. I mean, they were all good and, you know, I was a bit nervous, but hey, first time I've been in Parliament.
And do you feel they listen to you?
Yeah, I do.
And as a result of that, do you think something will happen?
Something will happen.
If we'd gone back before all of this and your daughter, if I'd said, here's the law in the country and this is how it works, would you have known that? Or did it surprise you that you don't need parental permission?
Well, we were shocked.
Mm.
We're utterly blown away, really.
So, and what about the counter arguments that you've heard that they would have put to you? Confidentiality, privacy, the right of a doctor to deal with, all of those arguments. What do you say to those people?
Well, our daughter was let down by the system. There wasn't any, aftercare whatsoever, and there still hasn't been. And I think that's what I want to focus on.
Hmm.
I want to focus on putting things in place, aftercare in place, counsellors in place.
And when you say that, and it was Jacinda Ardern who said the system failed you at every step, could you have a system whereby you didn't need to give consent or get consent from the parents, but the system would still work that would appease you, or do you need the consent?
Well, it's actually notification, Mike. Mm. It's parental notification. So there's a difference between notification and consent. So notification is about a parent being informed. Doesn't mean they can stop their daughter from having an abortion, but it gives them the right to be there to support them, whatever decision's made.
But the counter argument would be notification can lead to consent in the sense that if you are informed, then you put your pressure on your child to say, here's what we're going to do because I'm your parent. I mean, that's their argument, isn't it?
Well, probably, but, you know, I'm speaking on behalf of me and my family and, you know, at the end of the day, it's still her choice, but give us the right to support no matter what.
And do you think it will change? Do you think you've got the support of the wide number of parents in this country to make that change?
I think so, but at the end of the day, it's, you know, in Select Committee's court now, and whatever happens from here, hopefully it's a good one.
Do you keep fighting if they don't go your way?
Yeah, I'll keep fighting. I will keep fighting.
Well, good luck to you. I think most parents would see it. Most parents, I suspect, wouldn't have known.
No.
That the law is the way it is.
80% of this nation's absolutely shocked.
Yeah.
They had no idea. And it's you know, there's statistics out there at the moment and they're utterly wrong.
In what sense?
Like I think last night there was an interview on 7 Sharp and I think there was about 10 or 20, which is wrong because family...
There are way more?
Way more. Family First has researched it based on what Family Planning Chief Executive Jackie Edmonds said in a media interview in June. She cited a study that suggested around 20% of schoolgirls who have had an abortion in New Zealand don't tell their parents they have had one. Now, abortion figures from Statistics New Zealand show that from 2004 to 2013, 799 abortions were performed on 11 to 14-year-olds.
So you just, and that's the other part, is many numbers aren't collected, aren't they? So they don't truly know the real picture.
Yeah, and a third of more, 34,000 plus on older teenagers.
Jeez.
If you focus just on the younger teens, age 11 to 15, that would mean that's up to 1,000 families with young teenager daughters have been affected by this law. In that short period of time, based on Family Planning's estimates, that's about 100 young teens every year.
Which is more than the 20. Having said, do you have any time frame on when they're going to decide when this is going to happen, if it's ever going to happen?
No, I don't.
Okay, we'll stay in touch. Nice to see you. Appreciate you coming in this morning very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Hillary Kept with us this morning.